One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to the third episode of Empires, Dominance and Legacy, where we explore the powerful and influential empires that have shaped our world. Today, we turn our attention to the Hittite Empire, an ancient Anatolian civilization known for its military innovations and significant conflicts with Egypt. Join us as we delve into the origins, rise, key figures, military strategies, and lasting impact of the Hittite Empire. The Hittites emerged in the Late Bronze Age, around 1600 BCE, in the region of Anatolia, present-day Turkey. The early Hittites were Indo-European-speaking peoples who settled in this fertile region, rich in resources such as timber, metals, and arable land. The Hittite heartland was centered around their capital, Hattusa, a modern Bozkale, strategically located near the Halys River, now the Klamak River. The Old Hittite Kingdom, circa 1700 to 1500 BCE, marked the early phase of the Hittite civilization, characterized by territorial expansion and consolidation of power. The first significant ruler of this period was Hattusili I, who established Hattusa as the capital and led campaigns to extend Hittite influence. Hattusili I reigned from approximately 1650 to 1620 BCE. He is credited with establishing the foundations of the Hittite state, consolidating control over central Anatolia, and launching military campaigns into neighboring regions, including northern Syria and Mesopotamia. Hattusili I's successor, Mursili I, continued his predecessor's expansionist policies. Around 1595 BCE, Mursili I led a daring raid on Babylon, resulting in the city's sack and the end of the First Babylonian Dynasty. This event demonstrated the Hittites' growing power and influence. Following Mursili I's assassination, the Hittite kingdom experienced a period of instability and decline, known as the Middle Kingdom, circa 1500 to 1400 BCE. However, the New Kingdom, or Hittite Empire, circa 1400 to 1200 BCE, saw the resurgence of Hittite power and the peak of their civilization. The New Kingdom period marked the zenith of Hittite power, with a series of strong rulers who expanded the empire's borders, developed sophisticated administrative systems, and engaged in significant military conflicts with rival powers, including Egypt. Sapeluliuma I, reigning from approximately 1344 to 1322 BCE, Sapeluliuma I is considered one of the greatest Hittite kings. He reasserted Hittite dominance in Anatolia, conquered Mitanni, a Hurrian kingdom in northern Syria, and established Hittite control over much of northern Syria. His reign marked the beginning of intense Hittite-Egyptian rivalry. Muwatalli II, the reign of Muwatalli II, circa 1295 to 1272 BCE, is notable for the famous Battle of Kadesh in 1274 BCE, one of the largest chariot battles in ancient history. This battle, fought between the Hittites and the Egyptians under Pharaoh Ramses II, ended in a stalemate, but demonstrated the military prowess of both empires. The Hittite Empire is renowned for its military innovations, particularly in the use of chariots and iron weaponry. These advancements played a crucial role in their ability to project power and influence across the ancient Near East. Chariots. The Hittites are credited with significant improvements in chariot design, making them lighter, faster, and more maneuverable. These chariots, typically manned by a driver and a warrior armed with bows and spears, were highly effective on the battlefield. The Hittite chariot corps was a formidable force, contributing to their success in numerous military campaigns. Iron weaponry. The Hittites were among the first civilizations to systematically produce and use iron weapons and tools. While bronze was still widely used, the introduction of iron gave the Hittites a technological edge over their adversaries. Iron weapons were harder and more durable than their bronze counterparts, providing a significant advantage in combat. One of the most famous and significant conflicts involving the Hittite Empire was the Battle of Kadesh, fought between the Hittites and the Egyptians under Pharaoh Ramses II. The battle took place near the city of Kadesh, in present-day Syria, around 1274 BCE. The Hittite king, Muwatalli II, led his forces against the Egyptians in a bid to assert control over the region. The battle involved massive armies and hundreds of chariots on both sides. Despite initial Egyptian advances, the Hittites launched a surprise attack that nearly overwhelmed Ramses II's forces. However, Ramses II managed to rally his troops and stabilize the situation, leading to a stalemate. The Battle of Kadesh did not result in a decisive victory for either side, but it highlighted the military capabilities and strategic importance of both empires. The conflict eventually led to the signing of the first known peace treaty in history, the Egyptian-Hittite Treaty, which established a lasting peace and mutual respect between the two powers. The Hittite Empire developed a sophisticated system of administration and governance that allowed them to manage their vast and diverse territories effectively. The king was the supreme ruler, but he delegated authority to regional governors and officials who oversaw various aspects of governance, including tax collection, justice, and military conscription. The Hittites also had a detailed legal system, with laws covering various aspects of daily life, including property rights, trade, marriage, and criminal offenses. These laws were inscribed on cuneiform tablets and provide valuable insights into Hittite society and governance. Hittite religion was polytheistic, with a pantheon of gods and goddesses who played important roles in both public and private life. The chief deity was the storm god, known as Tahunt, who was associated with weather and fertility. The sun goddess, Arunite, was another prominent figure, symbolizing light and life. Hittite religious practices included elaborate rituals, festivals, and offerings to appease the gods and ensure their favor. Temples and shrines were central to religious life, serving as places of worship and community gathering. Culturally, the Hittites were influenced by and contributed to the broader ancient Near Eastern tradition. They adopted and adapted elements from neighboring civilizations, including the Hurrians, Assyrians, and Babylonians. Hittite art, literature, and architecture reflect this blend of influences, creating a unique and rich cultural heritage. The Hittite Empire reached its peak in the 13th century BCE, but by the early 12th century BCE, it began to decline. Several factors contributed to this decline, including internal strife, economic difficulties, and external pressures. Internal strife, succession disputes, and internal conflicts weakened the central authority of the Hittite kings. Regional governors and vassal states became increasingly autonomous, undermining the cohesion of the empire. Economic difficulties. The Hittite economy, based on agriculture and trade, faced challenges from environmental changes, resource depletion, and disruptions in trade networks. These economic difficulties strained the empire's ability to sustain its military and administrative apparatus. External pressures. The Hittites faced invasions and attacks from various groups, including the Sea Peoples, a confederation of maritime raiders who wreaked havoc across the eastern Mediterranean. These external pressures further destabilized the empire. By around 1200 BCE, the Hittite capital Hattusa was destroyed, and the central authority of the Hittite kings collapsed. The fall of the Hittite Empire marked the end of one of the most powerful civilizations of the Bronze Age. Despite its decline, the Hittite Empire left a lasting legacy that influenced subsequent civilizations in the ancient Near East. Their military innovations, administrative practices, and legal systems served as models for later empires. The Hittite use of iron weaponry and chariot warfare had a profound impact on military technology and tactics in the ancient world. Their legal codes influenced the development of law in neighboring regions, including the Assyrian and Babylonian empires. The Hittite Empire's conflicts and interactions with Egypt, particularly the Battle of Kadesh and the subsequent peace treaty, demonstrated the possibilities of diplomacy and coexistence between rival powers. This legacy of diplomacy and conflict resolution resonates throughout history. Archaeological discoveries, including the extensive archives found at Hattusa, have provided valuable insights into Hittite history, culture, and society. These discoveries continue to inform our understanding of the ancient world and the interconnectedness of ancient civilizations. As we conclude this episode on the Hittite Empire, we reflect on the remarkable achievements and enduring legacy of this ancient civilization. From their military innovations and administrative systems to their cultural contributions and diplomatic endeavors, the Hittites played a crucial role in shaping the history of the ancient Near East. Join us in the next episode of Empires, Dominance and Legacy as we explore the rise and influence of the Assyrian Empire, known for its military prowess and extensive conquests. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to continuing this journey through the annals of history together.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.